W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Supreme Court seems likely to side with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over just how far Uncle Sam can go to combat controversial social media posts. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
At least three of the justices on the Supreme Court, two conservatives and one liberal, once served as government lawyers. So they were once in positions where they may have chewed out or solicited nicely the media to correct a story. Those justices were of the view that this is what happens with social media companies. The government is in constant contact with disseminators of information, and that should be a good thing.
The Supreme Court has once again stayed a strict Texas immigration law that would allow state police to arrest migrants crossing the country into the country illegally. President Biden has talked by phone with Israel's prime minister and expressed his concerns over a possible ground operation in Rafah. CBS's Chris Livesay with more on that conversation.
President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu hadn't spoken for at least a month.
President Biden asked the prime minister to send a senior interagency team composed of military, intelligence, and humanitarian officials to Washington in the coming days to hear U.S. concerns about Israel's current Rafah planning.
Israel agreed to that request.
Volunteers are making a beeline for hard-hit Winchester, Indiana, where more than 200 structures were knocked down or destroyed by last week's tornadoes. WTTV-TV's Claire Curry.
Volunteers are assisting at the Winchester Fieldhouse.
What's really important is not only the commodities, but it's also the love, it's the hope.
An overwhelming number of donations of food, clothes, toiletries, and other items came in for those in need.
So we have another building offsite that's now, we're now storing other donations that are coming in.
After a series of mishaps, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby tries to reassure customers that the airline is safe. Travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Doing a closer look at their maintenance. They're going to do a closer look at their pilot training. They're going to add hours of pilot training, and they're going to look at their planes on overnight maintenance as well. It's a good idea. Other airlines should follow suit.
Police are still searching for a college student who disappeared over a week ago during a fraternity trip to Nashville. CBS's Errol Barnett is there with more.
Surveillance video from that night shows Strain stumbling and falling down. He hasn't been seen since. His parents desperate for answers.
Queen frontman Freddie Mercury's London home, where he died in 1991, is up for sale. The home is in the Kensington neighborhood, and sellers are taking bids for more than $38 million. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeheim. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling on Republicans to release $15 million to help stabilize health care access in western Wisconsin. Evers signed a bill earlier this month to send emergency funding to the area after both HSHS and Previa Health announced they would close several hospitals. That emergency funding is still tied up in the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. They say that the money should only be used for emergency hospital services. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Nate Wiggeheim, Civic Media News.
The Badgers are headed to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, learn they will face James Madison University in the first round of the NCAA tournament after losing to Illinois yesterday in the Big Ten. They won't have to play until Friday night. Could they use the break? Greg Gard.
Everybody needs it. Everybody. We play four games in 4 days. Even I need it. So, but no, it'll be good because we'll fly out there Wednesday, I'm sure. And which has always been one of my arguments with the league is that the teams teams that play on Sunday should not be in a Thursday bracket.
NBA, the Bucks with a win 140-129 over the Suns. Chris Middleton, after missing the past month with a sprained left ankle, scored 22 points and was asked if he felt like he was right back in rhythm with the team.
It did. You know, a lot of the work that I was doing in rehab was just trying to make sure my wind was there, my conditioning was as good as it can be. And, you know, I thought it was.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, warmer and breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Sunny but cooler Wednesday, high mid-30s with snow on the way by Thursday night. Accumulations a possibility. It's 28 degrees right now.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, some of our most popular social media posts and newsletter stories from the past couple of weeks.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. A lot going on in the world today. But in just a moment, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be with us for the entire hour taking your calls. So feel free to get in line at 202-808-9925 And we can pick up your calls and get that all going. Just a quick summary of today's program, and then we'll get Congressman Jayapal on the line. First of all, at the top of the second hour, number one, I want to tell you about the week I took off and where I went and what I learned, but that's kind of on the side. But what Americans are missing about the TikTok crisis, I think this is a really important note. It's about the algorithms, stupid, and it's not just TikTok. It's right across social media. And Congress needs to act on this. I wrote about that today at HartmanReport.com, and I'll be sharing that with you at the top of the hour on the second hour of the program. Also, the sneaky, sneaky world of Donald Trump's America and his call for a bloodbath. Is America getting acclimated and inured to his calls for violence? In the third hour of the program, did you know that Donald Trump issued two executive orders, essentially exempting Boeing from FAA oversight, which apparently led straight to the MAX 8 and 9 disaster. I'll tell you all about that in the third hour, new kind of breaking story on that. Also, pharma Dems are doing Trump's dirty work on drug prices. Sadly, we have the four Democrats who are lining up with the Republicans to stop any effort to get drug prices under control. They are also taking huge amounts of money from the pharma industry. We'll talk about that and the Republicans who are doing it. And finally, in the third hour of the program, everyone in the country should see this video, just an astonishing new video about the Republican take on abortion and its impact on women across the country, particularly women who have experienced rape in those states that have basically no exception bans. So that's the program today, and glad to be back here in town. On the line with us is Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She's one of my favorite people in Congress, absolutely brilliant leader and member of Congress. She is the, first of all, she represents the 7th District of Washington State. She is the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the senior whip of the Democratic Caucus, the ranking member of the Immigration Subcommittee. You can find her website at Jayapal, JAYAPAL.house.gov, and Rep. Jayapal is her official Twitter handle. Handle. And Representative Jayapal, welcome back to the program. It's so nice to have you with us. What's on your mind today?
It is great to be with you, Tom. I am, excuse the background, I'm in a hotel in L.A. Doing this, but I just love being on your show. So thanks for having me back on. What's on my mind today? Well, first of all, we are in shutdown week, another shutdown week in D.C. because Republicans still have not come to agreement on a series of bills for half of the government to be funded. And this includes Department of Homeland Security, which is the bill that apparently is holding things up right now. also includes Department of Defense, which, you know, Tom, a lot of progressives refuse to sign on to pass legislation that includes money for Department of Defense because it is the only agency, the only federal agency that has never passed an audit. And the numbers just keep getting bigger and bigger every year when we say we don't have money for childcare or healthcare. So the shutdown is big on my mind today. We also are, you know, in this push around the TikTok ban bill. That's what I think it amounts to, passed the House last week. And I did not vote for it. Happy to talk about that. What you said about algorithms is absolutely correct. And it's not just TikTok, right? It's also X, it's Meta, it's all these other platforms as well. But that bill is now in the Senate. So we'll have to see what happens there. And then it's another week of Republicans taking up time with horrific bills that attack trans people, that attack immigrants. So we will have a number of hearings in Education and Labor Committee and Judiciary Committee, where I'm a member of both, where they're trying to, you know, ban trans kids from getting gender-affirming care, or they're trying to mandatorily detain immigrants when they're not even convicted of anything as yet. And so this is all the stuff that's in front of us today, but I'm excited to hear what you want to talk about, what your listeners want to talk about.
Yeah, and we'll pick up those calls and just say, I have one question, if I may use host privilege here.
Yes.
I'm curious your thoughts on the fate of the discharge petition to get around Mike Johnson's continual attachment of his love of Donald Trump and Donald Trump's love of Vladimir Putin. I was going to use a little more colorful metaphor, but we're in polite company here. What do you think? Is that, does that discharge petition have a chance?
Well, you know, I just got off the phone with a couple of colleagues who were trying to figure out how to do this. I think that if the Ukraine aid petition, if there was a discharge petition filed on Ukraine aid alone, it would have every Democrat or almost every Democrat, I haven't done a whip on it, but most of the people that I've spoken to would be very in favor of signing that, and it would pass the House easily. And then we would need to get 10 Republican senators on it. The challenge with the discharge petition as it's written is it also includes aid for Israel. And that is a very difficult thing for people to sign on to right now, because obviously, we would want that aid to be conditioned. There are many members of our caucus who believe that it would send a very bad message to Benjamin Netanyahu about what the United States is ready to do or back. And so my suggestion has been to make sure, first of all, the Ukrainian community and everybody who understands how important this aid is to Ukraine, make it clear that it is the fact that Israel aid is tied to it that is blocking that discharge petition from coming to the floor. And secondly, to push for a Ukraine aid only discharge petition, because I think that that would easily pass the House. And I think it is the single most urgent thing right now, where Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Johnson and others, the Speaker has been sort of mixed about it. He says it's important, but he's not necessarily willing to test that. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who are openly embracing Putin and, you know, and decrying the need for aid to Ukraine, which we are not.
Right. That would require the Senate to produce a piece of legislation for you guys to have the discharge petition around, correct? Has the Senate done that?
No, you can actually introduce legislation in the House with a discharge petition. You can attach any piece of legislation to a discharge petition. So cool. if a member of the Democratic side, or, you know, if we could get bipartisan, that would be even better, could introduce a bill that is just the Ukraine aid only, take the exact text from the Senate bill that's on Ukraine aid, put it into a piece of legislation, introduce it onto the House floor, and then introduce a discharge petition for that. It would have to go to the Senate for a vote, but I think that that's not a problem. So I think the other way to go, but this feels very unlikely, is to condition the Israel aid. So to have a bill that has Ukraine aid, but also has the Israel aid, but only conditioned, and then also puts in the, you know, the humanitarian aid, which right now has a block on, there is humanitarian aid in there for Gaza and for other places, right, but it has a prohibition on money going to UNRWA, which is really the only agency that can deliver humanitarian aid in Gaza at the scale that it's needed.
Right, but that would require a that would require a conference committee. That would require a coming go to the Senate and get approved again, and then come back, or you know that.
It would, pretty much anything we do, unless we do the full supplemental, would require the Senate to act again. There was also discussion about separating the bills out. That would also require the Senate to act again. So I think those are the options that are in front of us right now. But to me, the discharge petition on Ukraine aid is simplest, because it is the exact language from the Senate bill.
Right.
That senators already voted for, and we could then send it over to the Senate, hopefully with a very nice, strong bipartisan vote, all right, Democrats on it, and then they would have to come up with the 10 senators to pass it.
Well, hopefully somebody's on that. We'll be right back with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Now that I've exhausted my questions, my apologies for the lengthiness of them. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Jayapal.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
Only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me put you on to something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. It sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for your 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. Welcome back. Congresswoman Representative Pramila Jayapal with us, taking your calls for the hour. She's chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, of course, and represents the 7th District of the state of Washington. And Chip, in Lawrence, Kansas, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for taking my call, Congresswoman. My question is regarding the Affordable Connectivity Program. I have been benefiting from it because I am disabled. I live on $1,116 a month, and let alone my rent's about $850. Before anything else, it provides lower cost internet and such. And because the government is not renewing it, I'm literally going to lose my internet. I'm going to lose watching Tom every day unless it's renewed because I can't afford it. I can't go from $10 up to $50, $60, $70 a month. Is there any plans of that getting renewed?
Yeah, this is a really important thing you're lifting up. We provided the ability for subsidies on internet and expanding internet access and broadband during COVID, and those have now expired. And we've been pushing on the Republicans to allow us to renew that. They haven't yet. I am hopeful that when we get the appropriations budget passed, that we will be able to find some money there to continue those subsidies, even if not in the exact same form. So we're working very hard on that. But these are exactly the kind of things, Tom, that are part of our proposition agenda, right? Like, these are the things that, as you heard our caller saying, that he can't afford this. And we need to take care of these daily basic expenses. I really think the internet should be a public utility. It is ridiculous that it is so essential for livelihood, and yet we still make people pay for it as a private good when it is a public utility. So we're working on that as well. But at a minimum, we need to get these subsidies passed.
Absolutely agreed. You know, back in the early days of AOL and CompuServe, you could get your internet from whatever internet provider you wanted. It came over your phone line because it was a common carrier. In France, there's over 100 internet companies. Average cost is about $25 a month because the people who bring the pipe into your house, the wire into your house,
are required by law to allow any internet company to provide you with internet, but the internet companies here got legislation passed that gives them the ability to lock every other internet provider out. So if you've got Comcast bringing it into your house, instead of paying $10 to Comcast for the pipe and then another $15 to an internet company, you got to pay the whole thing to Comcast. That's something that I think should be done. You know, something should be done about. You know,
exactly.
For what it's worth. Andre, in Chicago, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hello, Congressman Jayapal, and hello, Tom. And first of all, I do agree with the caller that when the Democrats go on these talk show hosts, they should push back on these questions and turn these questions into an exposing of Donald Trump. What I want to ask is, I want to talk about the impropriety of Robert Hur and Justice Thomas. Congresswoman, do you believe that the part of the hearing where Robert Hur had to read what Donald Trump does should be used in a Democratic campaign commercial by the Democrats? That's what I want to ask.
Yeah, I think there were several places that we could use. Frankly, I think we could just use Donald Trump's words, but obviously the special counsel having to read what he said was also really important. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of material out there. The question for me really is, how do we get through on that and to whom? Because probably 35 to 40% of people are just not going to be with us. And I think we should figure out how to really specifically target the folks that do not want Donald Trump. And there's some new polling that has some more potential challenges for Trump in terms of how people think about some of these corruption trials that are out there. So let's see what happens. But I think it is really important for us to continue to show what the special counsel said, reading those lines, but also what Donald Trump is saying. That, yeah, to me is the most powerful.
We just have 30 seconds to the break. I was shocked to see the statistics. Fewer than a third of Americans even realized that Trump, you know, was convicted of rape, essentially, or all these different things that people just don't know about him.
They just don't know.
Do you blame the media or I mean, you know, I get callers who blame the Democrats, but I think the media has really dropped their ball.
I think it's the media, and I think it's social media. I mean, the algorithms take you from, you know, in three clicks, they'll take you from some issue that is not political that you're just watching to very quickly some absolute horrific stuff that they're putting out there as truth. And so nobody's operating from the same facts of truth anymore. And I really do think that that's a big problem. And then, of course, once you click on that, Tom, you just get more of that.
That's right. So, suddenly you're with the Nazis.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Representative Jayapal will be with us in just a few minutes. We got a 6-minute break here at the bottom of the hour.
Listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
And on the other side of that, we'll be right back with Representative Jayapal, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, the Supreme Court has heard arguments that federal officials violated the First Amendment by asking social media companies to restrict the spread of misinformation. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
My guess is what we maybe see in the beginning is a flexible standard, and then what typically happens, the cases that follow trying to interpret that standard will bring a little bit more clarity.
Israeli troops have again attacked Gaza's largest hospital, says CBS's Chris Livesay in Tel Aviv.
Gunfire cracked at the Al-Shifa hospital complex in northern Gaza, where 30,000 Palestinians are sheltering. But among them, according to the Israeli military, were Hamas militants.
Volunteers are flowing into Winchester, Indiana, where more than 200 structures were knocked down or destroyed by last week's tornadoes.
We came all the way from a place called Tahlequah, Oklahoma. It's in the northeast Oklahoma. So tornadoes are kind of our bread and butter. We've seen a fair amount of them ourselves.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. Carbon monoxide is odorless and tasteless, but can be detected by a working carbon monoxide detector. Early voting for next month's election kicks off on Tuesday across Wisconsin. The biggest ticket on the ballot is the presidential primary election. Also on the ballot are two amendments to the state constitution. One would make it illegal to use private grant money to help run elections. The other would specify that only election officials can administer elections. Also on the ballot are a bevy of local races across the state. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, warmer and breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Sunny but cooler Wednesday, high mid 30s with snow on the way by Thursday night. Accumulations a possibility. It's 28 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Representative Pramila Jayapal, chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing Washington's 7th District in the U.S. House of Representatives, is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for doing it. I really appreciate it.
Patrick, I need you to get your mouth closer to the microphone or your thumb off it or do something because I can't understand you.
Sorry about that, yeah. Okay, so thank you guys for doing this. I appreciate it. Representative, I'd like to ask you if the Democrats have a plan for after the election in November, if Trump loses, because we know what happened last time he lost. It doesn't seem like there's a thorough cleanse of Trump holdovers, as evidenced by FBI Director Chris Wray and Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And, of course, we have the weakest, most cowardly man on the planet remaining as Biden's Attorney General. So is there a plan for how to deal with another Trump loss, or can we expect more of the same weakness of the last 4 years? Thank you.
Thank you. No, I think that there is absolutely a plan. And of course, the big difference is we'll have Joe Biden in the White House. We'll have Kamala Harris as the presiding officer when we're counting the Electoral College votes. We will be ready with, the necessary law enforcement support, which was not provided last time. In fact, deliberately held up as the former president incited the insurrection. And so I think it will be a different situation this year, but we're taking it very seriously, obviously. And I know, Tom, that when I was in the gallery and my husband was texting me and saying, you should come back to the office. I'm worried. The crowds are big. And I said, oh, no, this is the safest place in the Capitol because Nancy Pelosi's here. The speaker is here. We've got law enforcement, Capitol Police. And that turned out to be very, very not true. And I think that has been a huge, painful, dangerous wake-up call. So I do think we'll be prepared this year.
Great. Jill in Princeton, Minnesota, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Well, hi, Pramila Jayapal. I'm so happy you're safe. I wish you were my congresswoman. I was wondering if you could expound upon Move to Amend. I know you're doing a lot of work with them, in particular corporate personhood, if you would. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a bill on this, and I think that it is way past time that we get money out of politics and that we recognize that corporations are not people and that we cannot allow them to continue to take over our elections. So I have a bill on this. I hope people will. I don't have the bill number in front of me right now, but we can send it to you later, Tom. But I hope people will ask their representatives to sign on. And we have been pushing. But this is another one where we really need to get rid of the filibuster in the Senate, because we can pass bills, the For the People Act and other bills that get money out of politics. But unless we address the filibuster in the Senate, we are not going to get there. And unless we address the filibuster in the Senate, we're not going to be able to address the complete corruption and, ethical lapses of the Supreme Court, where too many members are accountable to the Federalist Society and to extremists who want to rewrite what the Supreme Court is actually supposed to pay attention to. I saw that there was a new book by Justice Breyer that kind of takes on some of the members of the Supreme Court for their interpretations, their textual interpretations of the Supreme legislation and of the Constitution as it relates to legislation. But I think this is a real challenge, and public trust in the Supreme Court is deeply undermined because of decisions like the ones that allowed for this explosion of corporate power in our elections and in our money.
Jonathan in Portland, Oregon, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, Representative Jayapal. I was calling to see if you were aware of the fact that the main source of explosives for Hamas, for the rockets, is the unexploded bombs that Israel has been dropping on Gaza, and that those bombs, of course, are supplied by the United States, and that type of contamination, according to the UN, is now approaching levels that we've only seen since World War II. But there's this unbroken cycle. As long as we send weapons, which we've been doing for 17 years now, that the as a result of the blockade, 17 years of sending bombs that are being used to throw back at Israel, the war will never stop. There's no transparency in the Biden administration for these weapons that are going there. And there is one piece of legislation. It's the Protocol on Explosive Remnants of War, which, while the U.S. is a member of, Israel is not. And I just want to know what your thoughts are on that.
I don't know that piece of legislation, so I'll have to go research that. But I do know that we have been very concerned in the Progressive Caucus for some time about unexploded ordnance, about cluster munitions that are sent over. Even the cluster munitions we're sending over to Ukraine, though, there are arguments that have been made from the Pentagon about the particular type of munitions that are being sent there. But I think that this is these all emerge from war as the answer in these situations. And I think we have to be really conscious of what the effects of war are, not only in the moment, but after the fact with unexploded ordnance. I was in Cambodia and Vietnam, and, you know, I see how much money it's taking to be able to clean up what we did during the Vietnam War. And I just think that this is, you know, this is part of a push towards war as the only answer again. And it's why the Progressive Caucus has been consistently so strong. So let me go look up that bill that you mentioned, because I'm not aware of it, but we'll continue to pay attention to it.
Alan in Rylander, Wisconsin. You're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi there. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you all. So my question is about student loans and bankruptcy. So I've been fighting for many years to simply get the constitutional right of bankruptcy, as it exists for all other loans, returned to student loans. And last session, we had great legislation. It was bipartisan. It was Dick Durbin in the Senate, Judiciary Committee, similar in the House, Judiciary Committee. The bills would have passed with flying colors. And at the very last minute, quite frankly, Dick Durbin and Jerry Nadler chose to abandon those bills. And, you know, this was a 20-year wait for us, because the Democrats hold, you know, the presidency and the Senate and the House so rarely. And now that chance is gone. And I would just ask if you followed that, if you're aware of it, or sort of maybe what you could say to explain or justify. This is a really pretty painful thing on our end. So,
you know,
how much you have, I appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah, thanks for the question. I am on the Judiciary Committee, but I'm trying to...
Oh, you just froze up. We just, Representative Jayapal's feed just froze up. She's in a hotel room apparently in Los Angeles, and I don't know if that's very unfortunate. We may have to reconnect. So anyhow, but just for some background, back in 2005, this was like the third year of our doing this program. This bankruptcy legislation came along, and it was called a bank reform bill, and it specifically said that student loans could not be discharged in bankruptcy. And it was just a terrible thing, right? And in fact, I had Senator Debbie Stabenow on the program, who was defending it. There were a number of Democrats who were defending it. The banks had spread around a lot of money on this. And her argument was, young people need to learn responsibility. And my argument was, we shouldn't even have to, you know, be forcing people to pay for student loans. So, I don't know. We'll see where this goes and what happens. We appear to have lost Representative Jayapal. I'm going to hit a break here, and we'll try to work out reconnecting with her while we're during the break. So, it's 43 and a half minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be right back with you.
Hey there, I'm back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And welcome back. Oh, we'll be right back.
Whether you're heading down West Palm Way or fighting traffic on the interstate market, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feeling incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. We're right back with Representative Jayapal taking your questions. And Norm in Tampa, Florida, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Yeah, Representative Jayapal, my name is Norm. I'm a pharmacist and a dentist. And I want to know, we want to know, when is Congress going to do its job in investigating the abuses of the United States Drug Enforcement Agency, the targeting of doctors, many of them are oncologists, pain relief doctors, for prescribing legitimate narcotic analgesic medications, have been thrown into jail, arrested, and having their property seized with these warrantless indictments. We want to know, and we have a blog on this. It's called youarewithinthenorms.com. youarewithinthenorms.com. When is Congress going to do his job? And thousands of people.
We got it, Norm. We got it. Thank you.
Well, I'm not totally sure what Norm's referring to, but I will say that I think what we really need to do when it comes to pharmaceuticals is look at what these drug companies are doing. So I'm going to take the question in a different way just to answer the question I want to answer, which is, all of these pharmaceutical companies made billions of dollars by pushing out drugs that needed to have a lot more adherence to, what the harms were and how they should be prescribed. Not that they shouldn't be prescribed, but how they should be prescribed. And I think that is unfortunately the way that our system works, because we have a lot of lobbyists. And I'm going to push for my, for my transparency bill that says that you at least have to disclose when you're putting out studies who is funding those studies. You need to make sure that there's a stop between the revolving door of lobbyists who work for corporations and then go into the FDA and are participating as part of the regulations process to benefit those very corporations. So I'll take a look at what Norm is saying, but I also think we need to really be conscious of what is happening and who's controlling our regulations. And maybe, Tom, I can just go back to the previous question for a second because I didn't get to finish. I really think that we need to, when we take back the House and the Senate and the White House, we have got to pass humane immigration reform. I've worked on this for 20 years. And if we don't get rid of the filibuster, we won't be able to do it because the Republicans are a cult party. They have no interest in fixing this issue. And whatever we're...
Uh-oh. She froze up again. Oh, my goodness. Well, while she's frozen and we're trying to reconnect... And I don't have another break here I can throw in. I will point out that the Norm, the previous caller, what he was talking about is that, there are a lot of people in the United States who are in serious chronic pain. And they're finding it harder and harder to get the one kind of medication that actually deals with that pain, which is narcotic painkillers. And yes, they may end up addicted to them, but is that worse than living your whole entire life in pain? I mean, and many of these forms of pain just don't go away. So that was what he was talking about. With regard to the other issues, I mean, there's an awful lot going on here. But this is the
the unfortunate situation when people come in from a hotel. Oh, I think we've got her back.
Oh, you're back. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. All right. Are you ready to move to the next call? Because I think you'd pretty much finished your thought. Okay.
Yeah.
George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. You're on the air with Representative Jayapal. By the way, we're down to about 3 minutes here.
Representative Jayapal. You know, French President Macron recently stated that NATO may have to deploy troops to Ukraine to stop Putin. Do you think we can stop Putin without deploying NATO troops by supplying more long-range missiles, artillery systems, F-16s, etc., especially since Putin's going to move on to Poland and the Baltic states if he takes Ukraine?
Yeah, it's a serious, serious issue, and it's why we're trying to push for getting a Ukraine aid-only discharge petition so that we can get that Ukraine aid in immediately, urgently, and make sure that we're giving all the support we can to stop Putin because I do believe it's urgent.
Okay. Let's see. Sarah in Seattle, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Congresswoman Jayapal. I'm calling this morning because I have this idea, and I was going to reach out to you, Congresswoman, on my own, but there you are. Why don't we address as a core issue the FCC, which allows the media that rakes in billions of dollars to allow these lies to be perpetuated? Why is it we can't create a policy inside the FCC that says if you use the word news like Fox News or Newsmax, that your information must be fact-checked? And if it's not, hit them with a large, substantial fine that would grow with every violation.
No, that's exactly what we need to do is, you know, reform our laws so that there are the same obligations. If you're a social media company, that is essentially the way that most people get news now. We really need to relook at the designation and then hold you accountable as well. Now, it's not going to fix everything. But it will go a long way. The reason we can't do it right now is because Republicans have no interest in doing this. And so we are stalled as long as there's a Republican majority in the House. But if we take back the House, when we take back the House in November and hopefully get a Democratic Senate, keep a Democratic Senate and a Democratic White House, get rid of that filibuster, which stops us from doing anything except taxes, right? Republicans changed the filibuster so they could move tax reform for the wealthiest to give benefits to the wealthiest corporations, but we can't do it for any other bills. And so that is exactly what we need to do. You're right.
Well, at least Manchin and Sinema, who were the obstacles to that, are on their way out, you know, knock wood. We just have a few seconds left, literally. Thoughts on the next week?
Well, I think we got to deal with this appropriations bill. We got to make sure government doesn't shut down, and hopefully we'll come to some agreement on this supplemental and getting aid to Ukraine. Those are the two big things that are in front of us.
There you go. Representative Jayapal, thank you so much for dropping by. Our listeners love you, and we so appreciate the information you bring. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Sorry for the hotel internet.
Oh, that's quite all right. Like I said, been there, done that. Thank you again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back. What Americans are missing about TikTok. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that